Are we prepared to serve other people in whatever way they need to be served? No matter how humble, no matter how unnoticed that work may be.
God calls us to wholeheartedly live for Him, to love people in the way that is truly centered on others. Today on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliot shares another lesson in following the Master, the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about a subject of courtesy. I had a letter from a lady named Amelia Orlando, who tells me how greatly blessed she was by a letter written by a 14-year-old named Jessica Goforth. Jessica, I do remember that you lived in North Carolina, and I just thought that you and perhaps many others would be blessed to hear a little bit of Amelia's letter. She said, "Tears came to my eyes as I heard you read Jessica Goforth's letter about moving to a mountain town. We too moved to a small rural town from a very busy community. We're about 20 minutes from the nearest town. A lot of that is on dirt roads. I am on long distance telephone-wise from all of my acquaintances. They are a good 45 minutes away. I feel so cut off from the world. We have been praying for godly friends and families that we can fellowship with. Now I know for sure why we are here. It's just what that precious girl's letter said. God and our family will be our friends. The Holy Spirit had been dealing with me about that very thing. When you read that sweet girl's letter, I knew in my heart the Lord was speaking to me. I knew it was a confirmation." Well, Jessica, you couldn't have imagined that your letter would have that kind of an effect, but thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Amelia. And the Lord bless both of you. Now, today, as I said, I'm going to be talking about the subject of courtesy, but you're not going to believe the book that I'm going to quote from to start with. You are not going to believe this, and I know some of you say, well, you never know what Elizabeth Elliot's going to come out with. She does have some really kooky stuff on that program. And this is a book that came out in 1827. You're not surprised when I quote from an old book, because I do this all the time. But this one, get this now, this is the title, Robert's Guide for Butlers and Other Household Staff. I would be very surprised if there are any butlers listening to me today, but maybe there's one or two. So by all means, I would love to hear from you. But this is Robert's Guide for Butlers and Other Household Staff, and I'm sure that most of you are saying, and what in the world has that got to do with me? We certainly don't have a butler or any other kind of a household staff. Well, there's a lot of good stuff in here. And before we launch in to Robert's Guide, I want to read from a more dependable guide, the Bible, to introduce the ideas of servanthood and courtesy. I can't think of a better passage than Colossians 3, 9 to 24. This is what it says. "Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Jew or Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And I think that this Mr. Roberts, who wrote this book called Robert's Guide for Butlers and Other Household Staff, must have been a Christian. Some of the principles are straight out of the Bible. That passage that I read was from Colossians, the third chapter. Now, this is what the title of this book is. Back 100 years or so ago, people didn't mind filling up the whole page with the title. The House Servants Directory, or A Monitor for Private Families, comprising hints on the arrangement and performance of servants' work, with general rules for setting out tables and sideboards in first order, the art of waiting in all its branches, and likewise how to conduct large and small parties with order, with general directions for placing on the table all kinds of joints, which means roasts, fish, fowl, etc., with full instructions for cleaning plate, brass, steel, glass, mahogany, and likewise all kinds of patent and common lamps, observations on servants' behavior to their employers, and upwards of 100 various and useful receipts, which are recipes, chiefly compiled for the use of house servants and identically made to suit the manners and customs of families in the United States, by Robert Roberts, with friendly advice to cooks and heads of families, and complete directions how to burn Lehigh coal. Anybody out there that needs complete directions on how to burn Lehigh coal? Well, I doubt it. It says in the introduction here that this is a humble attempt to amend the morals and awkwardness of domestics, meaning house servants. In school learning, generally our native servants surpass foreigners. But in manners, deportment, and a knowledge of the duties of their station, it must be admitted that they are considerably inferior. Now, you can see there are all sorts of things in here that we don't like, these attitudes towards looking down on servants. But I think you're going to find that this man had a tremendous respect for servants. He himself was a butler, and he recognized what servanthood meant. It cannot be denied that many of our servants, whilst perfectly willing to receive their wages, are either unwilling to submit to the powers that be by fulfilling the duties for which such wages were stipulated, or from gross ignorance of domestic concerns, are totally unfit for service. An attempt to amend these matters by one from among their own number deserves, and we hope will receive, the approbation and patronage of all aggrieved, so far at least as presenting a copy of this work to every house servant. I found this book absolutely fascinating, and I thought we really need to study what it means to be a servant, because you and I are meant to be servants, you know, not butlers and house servants necessarily, although I think that would be a very honorable occupation. When I hear people talking about not being able to find work, I think, I wonder if part of the problem is an unwillingness to do something humble. As Lars is always saying when we hear people talk about the impossibility of finding work, he says, well, you know, you can always flip hamburgers. You can go and wait on tables. You can be a busboy. But, you know, we don't really like those ideas. We look down on people. And that reminds me of what Gert Bahana used to say, that she finally realized after she became a Christian that she was a snob because she looked down on people who look down on people. think about that. Am I a snob? Do I look down on people who look down on people? I'm afraid in that sense, I have to confess, I'm guilty of being a snob. Are we prepared to serve other people in whatever way they need to be served, no matter how humble, no matter how unnoticed that work may be? You mothers at home, I have such a warm place in my heart for you. And your job is basically servanthood, isn't it? Part of your servanthood is teaching your children to be servants. You don't wait on them hand and foot, otherwise you wouldn't be teaching them to serve other people. But the work you do as mothers and wives is generally not noticed as long as you do it. It will certainly be noticed if you don't. And that's true of all servants. So this week, we're going to be talking about courtesy, which is a form of servanthood.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.